Vicon is a smart camera designer manufacturer. We'd always been very close to Microsoft research, and specifically had been tracking this project called SenseCam. Right, it's a wearable camera, an automatic wearable camera. So it decides when to take a picture based on the sensors that are inside the device. An inertial sensor, like a motion sensor, you know, that you might find inside an iPhone or a Nintendo Wii or whatever. A light sensor, a movement sensor. And all of those sensors, it synthesizes the information from those and then decides when the best time to take a picture that would provide just the right shot for an autobiographical memory. Yeah. So in other words, it's trying to create a visual log of your day. What they found was there was a great deal of interest in those people who are looking after the care for Alzheimer's sufferers and early onset dementia sufferers. So one of the things that happens if you in certain aspects of Alzheimer's is your memory goes, right? You find it hard to recall things. And what they found was the device just took the pictures during the day. And then at the end of the day, you sat down with your carer and you watched the day back effectively in fast-forward mode. Yeah, it massively stimulated the hippocampus and really converted those short-term memories into long-term memories. So even those people who didn't have failing memories, there's a 300% increase in recall. Developed the device, and then they started seeding the product out in various research groups, including here at one of Adam Brooks Hospital, as well as another rehab center just down the road here. And it was in seeding them there that they found that there was this improvement. When they wanted to do these larger trials, they didn't have enough cameras. So that's when we started talking to Microsoft about, you know, could we get a license to the patents that you've got in the area and some copyrights, a license for the design of the actual physical device, and we'll start making it for you. We've got here as a platform that we can, you know, develop and add more sensors or add, you know, more storage and so forth too. Think about smartphone technology has definitely driven down the power, the size, and the power demand of those devices, and we can now leverage those in you know, future designs of the devices.
Who tells the camera when it's going to be an optimal time to take a picture?
So that's all wrapped up in the algorithms within the device itself. A camera that decides when to take a picture is actually quite a liberating device, yeah? Because you don't then have to think, oh, that's a nice scene, or that's a memory I want to have, click. Yeah, because as soon as you've done that, in lots of ways, you know, the scene's changed slightly, it ceased to become a moment, and it starts to become a photograph. Yeah. So actually what's interesting about the pictures you get off this is it is much more about this. There's a sort of stronger essence that comes through, a sort of a stronger moment. Our focus very much is on the medical part of the market, and that, you know, the 1 in 14 people over 65 are suffering from some form of dementia.
GPS locator would be
yep.
a primary thing to be in the camera.
That's certainly something we're asked for. GPS is a big power draw on your device. You must see that one filled with a battery. Mark, yeah, there has been some interest in SenseCam in the security space, providing sort of, some eyewitness or independent witness to what's going on. Also being able to just actually equip be those police or soldiers with some sort of black box and recording device to get a mass network of them.